You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. That's KLEM Lamar's. This program is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you, able to dig my way here to the KLEM radio studios for today's Coach's Corner program. In case you didn't get the memo, the only couple of things that were scheduled to take place involving Plymouth County schools today was a Lamar's bowling tournament at Sweet 16 Lanes. That has been disregarded for today. And then today's Kingsley Pearson wrestling tournament, that has been canceled. They've just run out of dates to be able to make that up. So all four wrestling teams in Plymouth County will not be wrestling up in Kingsley today. But thank goodness we had some basketball last night and some girls regional wrestling last night. And so we do have a bunch of stuff that we can recap from last night quickly before we get into our coaches. Of course, we're going to have Cody Deercup, Lamar's Community Girls head coach, join us on the Coach's Corner today. Brandon Schecker, Galen Catholic girls basketball head coach, will join us to follow as those two guys are bringing their teams off of wins from last night. And lots of good things to talk about there. Coach Deercup's squad has had a couple of wins here this week, and we'll talk with him about all of that, and same with Coach Schecker. His team's got a couple of wins and two contests in overtime. We're going to have to ask him about, he wants basketball games in high school to be longer, maybe 36 minutes exactly to be right around there. So we'll talk with both of them about how things are going. But we did want to recap some stuff from yesterday. Of course, the Lamar's girls wrestling team is sending five to the inaugural state wrestling tournament in Coralville, the inaugural sanctioned state wrestling tournament. Kira Hassinius won her bracket at 105 pounds. Kylie Hassinius was third at 110. They took the top four in each class at 120 pounds. Bailey Brady was second, and at 145 pounds, Kieran Pena was fourth, and 155 pounds, Savannah Salen was fourth as well. So the first five ever to make the state wrestling tournament for the Lamar's girls as a sanctioned sport. And those are the five that made it on from the Tyson Events Center yesterday. Taking a look at some scores from around Plymouth County from last night in the Missouri River Conference in girls basketball. We'll talk with Coach Deercup about this contest. The Bulldogs defeated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 61-22. In Wargo Conference girls basketball, we'll talk with Coach Schecker about this one. 59-39 victory for Galen Catholic over South O'Brien. 13th-ranked Hinton rolled over Hartley Melvin Sanborn 87-31 to Coach Matt Leary's 300th win. MMCRU beat West Sioux 49-46, and the Kingsley Pearson girls beat OABCIG 54-31 in the quarterfinals of the Western Valley Conference tournament. In boys basketball last night in the MRAC, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson got the Bulldogs 62-58 for TJ's first win in the conference. Wargo Conference boys basketball saw 10th-ranked Galen Catholic beat South O'Brien 80-54. I think we had said that score was 79-54 prior, but we went back and looked at the tape, and there was a scoreboard error that we unfortunately followed on our broadcast, video stream and radio and social media and all that kind of stuff. So we followed the scoreboard error. The actual score was 80-54 last night. Hinton beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 53-51 in overtime. Harris Lake Park over Akron Westfield 61-49. West Sioux rolled over MMCRU 62-36 in basketball from around the region yesterday. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will get our coaches on the line. Cody Deercup comes your way next here on the Coach's Corner on this snowy Saturday morning. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body, Metro Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back here on the Coach's Corner, brought to you every Saturday morning by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you, our first guest on the Coach's Corner today. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. That's Coach Cody Deercup. His team now 10-7 on the season, 7-4. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, with two wins this week over Western Christian and Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson lost to Bishop Helan on Tuesday, and we'll rip the Band-Aid off with the first one there, Coach. A tough loss, but again, like you told me post-game on Tuesday, guys played well up until the final couple of minutes. Just, kind of how tough was another loss to Helan? How tough was that to swallow for your team?
Yeah, that was a tough one, and I felt like, of recent, that was the toughest that we've played those guys, and to play that well and come out on the wrong end of it is obviously difficult for our girls, but, that might have been a small part of the message after the game, but, what we really want them to realize is they're capable of doing really good things against some of the top teams in the state. So we just try to encourage them, and we say that we play our best basketball at the end of the season, and playing Helan as tough as we did is kind of proof that we're on our way doing that.
Yeah, absolutely, because I've only been here a short while, but I've looked back at the history between the Bulldogs and the Crusaders and girls basketball, and it's kind of been all Helan over the last few seasons. And so you guys came out with that strong start. You were leading for pretty much the entire ball game up until that point, and is there always kind of like a chip on your shoulder when you guys go up against Helan, and the fact that you were able to leverage that to maybe a strong start on Tuesday?
I don't know. I really appreciate that our girls don't back down from, good basketball teams in our conference, because if we did that, it would be a long season, and they kind of, take them on, and, you never know what you're going to get going against their 1-3-1. They get a lot of tips out of it, and I was really proud of how our girls attacked it, and like I said, didn't really back down to their pressure all night. I felt like we were getting bumped off our spot quite a bit, and our girls were tough with the basketball, and sometimes in the past we didn't like that very much, but we went right at them the other night, and like I said, unfortunately came out on the wrong end of it, but hopefully that if things play out how they probably will, maybe we'll get another crack at them.
Yeah, absolutely. With that 1-3-1 defense that you guys had to go up against, does it kind of make sense that you guys needed to be able to shoot the three-pointer? Because you hit nine of them, and you made 50% of your attempts from downtown. Was that kind of the game plan going up against that zone defense?
No, our game plan going into their defense is, I feel like if we use the full shot clock and run it down to 10, they're probably going to get a tip before that. We tell our girls as soon as we get a good look, that's a quality look, that we want to take that shot, whether it's a layup or a three, and we'll kind of adjust on the fly. If the ball's not dropping for us, then we'll tell them, hey, let's try to, run more clock and try to break them down a little bit and get something at the rim or get to the line. And hopefully that will kind of spark our shooting from the outside, but we don't say they have to do this or they have to do that. We just want them to be basketball players and adjust on the fly.
And the nice thing too with when you talk about them getting into passing lanes and things like that kind of Leads me to think that you would have low assist numbers in the contest and low ball movement ability in a game like that. But shoot, nearly every one of your made shots had an assist with it as well. And so you move the ball still pretty well, all things considered, with their defense.
Yeah, and all of our girls share the ball really well. All of our girls that played in that game scored, and that builds confidence going down the stretch here. That's a game where you lose and you don't feel really good about it, but at the same time, there's a ton of positives to take away. We just have to kind of, we talk about the middle 8 minutes of the game, the last 4 minutes before halftime and the first 4 minutes after halftime. We want to win those, and we've been doing a really good job with that. Now it's like the last 3 minutes when we've done all that work. Prior to that, we have to focus on that last three and be really, really disciplined. This is our second time going up there and having a shot to, take the lead with the ball in our hand. And, we didn't execute. And we just need to, do a better job of that. And, if we're going to do all that work, we might as well win.
Absolutely. And the work was really nice to see off your bench. You mentioned everybody scored. Jalen Marino, we've seen her be able to put up points off the bench. I really like the minutes that you got out of a Peyton Wright or a Grace Van Otterloo as well. I mean, she gives you good non-statable minutes, if that makes any sense. But she was able to pick up a few baskets for you. She was kind of left alone sometimes in your offense, and she made them pay for it. Talk about what her value is to your team, just not even from the offensive end, but being able to come off the bench and just kind of do whatever needs to be done.
Well, in a big game like that, those guys gave us exactly what we wanted. And all year, we've talked about those guys, how important they are to our offense and defense alike. But against Thielen, they had 16 points for us.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. If you get 16 points from your bench, you're in good shape. And they could have easily cashed it in a long time ago this season. But, it maybe is easier for Peyton than it is other girls, because Peyton hit all those shots against East last year at home. And so she knows one of these games, I'm going to be a big role in us winning. And in that game, we lost. But if those guys cashed in earlier this season and say, well, I don't start, I'm not going to do this or that, we lose that game by 26 instead of 10, So they're a big part of what we do. And, they come in and battle, and Grace Van Otterloo is undersized, and she plays the four and the five for us, and she got a couple steals.
Yeah, absolutely. She came up with number of plays. And it looks like we dropped Coach Deercup. Well, let's see if we can get him back on the line. Of course, technology, always a fun time. So we'll take a break. We'll see if we can get Coach Cody Deercup back on the line. It's the Coach's Corner. We want to keep hearing from him. We're back after this on KLEM.
KLEM1410.com wants to be your homepage. We bring news, sports, and event information to your computer or handheld device every day, thanks to the support of businesses like Floyd Valley Healthcare, Total Motors, and Premier Communications. Always find the information you need at KLEM1410.com. If you want to be in the loop on breaking news and other fun events in Lamar's, bookmark KLEM1410.com and visit often. News stories, photos, and interview clips are added daily, thanks to the support of Northwest Iowa Credit Union. Always find the information you need at KLEM1410.com.
Back after a brief technical hiccup on the Coach's Corner. Of course, technology's always our friend, even when it's snowing outside. Phone line took the weekend off here. We were talking with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, about the Bishop Heelan contest and, all the things his bench provides and the things they also provide that we talked about after the contest, Cody, was the defensive effort you guys had, in a half court especially. You mentioned to me post-game that you had tough times guarding their transition defense. But once you guys got set up in the half court, things looked good for you defensively. What was kind of the key to being able to slow down Heelan's offense that's so productive once they got going?
communication. Our girls communicated really well against Thielen on Tuesday night. And when they're communicating, we're switching screens and we're talking, we're just so much more engaged. And that's all that it was, you know. And when we can do that, we can defend a lot of teams really well. But our communication needs to be at a high level all the time, not just when we're playing a really good team like Thielen.
Now we transition now to the good stuff. A couple of wins here this week for you. Western Christian on Thursday, making up a contest from December. Again, we're chatting with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. And I look right away at that, we talk about, you know, your team sharing the ball so well. The girls get everybody involved. Well, they did that again on Thursday night. Four players in double figures. Just the ability to do that and the comfortability to have knowing that it doesn't have to be Metascove getting 35 points or Sarah yeah. Brown getting 20. I mean, that's got to be a really nice comfort as a coach.
Yeah, we share the ball really well. And like you said, when we have that many girls scoring for us, it makes us kind of tough to defend. They can't just say, okay, we need to shut, you know, Maddie down tonight and we'll beat Lamar's. It's they got to guard everybody on the floor and kind of know where all of our shooters are at. And that's makes my job really easy. You know, when our girls can just share the ball with each other and find an open shooter and knock a shot down, that's fun to coach.
Yeah, and it makes, like you said, it makes things tough to guard, and it seemed like you guys were very tough to guard, shooting about over 45% from the field. You guys are really hot from the three-point line right now. I mean, that's, I feel like a three-point shot, you got to have mechanics, you got to have fundamentals, but how much of you know, outside shooting is just kind of the confidence that I'm going to put this thing up and it's going to go through the hoop?
Yeah, and that comes from what they do in the summertime and what they do at practice. We never really, there's been a couple times this year where we've said, hey, maybe we should kind of cool it on shooting threes. But when they're falling like they have been for us, I mean, our girls have the green light if they see an open shot to knock it down. And I think part of that is we know that when the shot goes up, we put a big emphasis on second chances. So we know that we have some girls that are going to crash the boards and hopefully give us another shot at it if it doesn't fall.
And boy, you guys got plenty of second chances against Western on Thursday. 10 offensive rebounds. Lexi had 6 on her own. I mean, just that's a really impressive stat line. And again, a lot of people don't pay attention to it. But man, second chance opportunities, they're so valuable.
Yeah, I pulled her in to my classroom on Thursday, and we talked about how many rebounds she had last year. She had 171 rebounds for us last year, and that is a ton of rebounds. Mm-hmm. This year, we shoot the ball a little bit better, and you know, we have Meta that's joined our offense. So there's maybe not as many chances for rebounds, but I just wanted to show her, like, hey, if you're not gonna score, that's okay. Just go get us second chances, and then good things are gonna happen for you offensively too. There's probably gonna be a rebound or two that's gonna fall right in your lap, and you're gonna get a and one because somebody's late to the party on their rotation. So. You know, I'm glad that she's buying into that. You know, it'd be easy to say, I'm not a three-point shooter. I'm not going to get involved in this offense. And, you know, she's such a good kid that she took her coaching and went out and got a bunch of rebounds for us. That's awesome.
Well, and you know, from just the, you know, untrained eye look at it, I mean, I could see her saying, well, I'm not 6'1". I can't hang with everybody down low. She's only 5'8", but she's still one of the best rebounders in the conference. Where does that come from, and what does it take to be good on the glass when, yeah, you may be giving up a couple of inches?
It's just will. I mean, that's all rebounding is. You have to put yourself out there to make a play for your team, and that's something that you just kind of have to want to do. There's not a lot of skill involved with rebounding. You kind of have to be smart to know where it's going to come off the rim, but other than that, you just got to want to box out or, if you're going to go crash offensively, kind of get around the girl and go get yourself a board for your team.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a great win on Thursday against Western Christian, and you rolled that into another big win on the road over Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Obviously, we know the Yellow Jackets have kind of had a tough time in the conference, but, you know, Coach, with that long a drive, I mean, you guys don't make 2-hour-long drives to your games on a regular basis. That can always throw you off. That can always get you off your game. So the fact that you went down there, took care of business by almost 40 points, I think is still impressive regardless of the opponent.
Absolutely. I'm super happy with how we played last night. You know, we played the night, obviously, at Western the night before. I could tell our girls were tired because they're super outgoing. And once we hit Sioux City yesterday, everybody slept from Sioux City to Council Bluffs, and that usually doesn't happen on the ride there. You go down there and you maybe could overlook them, and our girls didn't do that, and that's what good teams do. They take care of business when they're playing the teams that they're supposed to beat.
Coach, tell me what kind of worked for you on defense, holding a team to 22 points. You had to be doing something right on the defensive end.
Our girls bought into our full court press. You know, we switched up between our zone press and our man-to-man press. We got them in a hurry. Girls were able to get tips, and that kind of sparked us offensively. When you're playing against a team that runs a zone, we really don't want them to be able to set up their zone defense, and they were able to at times, but when we got them into a hurry, we were able to get some stuff in transition.
And that full court press has really, been a key for you. I know it's kind of, you know, something you have to always set up after baskets, which is why you talk about, your offense leading into your defense. But once you guys get set up in it, that forced a ton of turnovers, makes life really difficult. What's been the key for Zoe and for Sarah and Maddie, whoever's in that front row of the press, to be able to make those plays and, again, just make life really difficult?
Coach Phelan puts those guys in a really good spot. That's kind of the zone press is kind of his thing that he takes the lead on. He does a good job of putting those girls, if it's after a free throw, up front so they can get right into it. And the girls buy into kind of where they need to be rotation-wise. And they know after, maybe if they're a second late to it, they know the next time they need to anticipate a little bit better and get there. I think Maddie's doing a really good job up front, and Zoe too, of kind of not just jumping around and being really good at anticipating. You know, we go to trap that first pass. She doesn't immediately run over there and jump. She just kind of, is on the balls of her feet and, kind of hops. And when the girl's getting ready to throw it over top, she jumps and gets a tip. And that's huge in your zone press.
Yeah, it's, you think about, well, obviously the full court press is kind of designed to make a team uncomfortable and speed them up a little bit. But then you think about how you have to be on the press. You can't be, speedy and too quick with it and going too fast. I mean, how much of a full court press is just kind of patience and kind of making sure you're in the right spot so when the mistake happens or when you see the mistake about to happen, you can go at it from there.
For sure. There's a lot more that goes into it than probably what people think. Mm-hmm. Rotation wise, our front three girls need to know where they're supposed to be at when the ball's on each side of the floor and kind of where they need to float back to when it goes to the opposite side. Meta has a tough job in the middle because a lot of times teams will put a couple girls at half court and she kind of has to play center field a little bit and not kind of commit too much to one or the other. And then probably the most difficult part of our press is, if it does break down, that's okay. The sprinting back and either tipping ahead or matching up, that's what's difficult. And last night I thought our girls did a really, really good job of, okay, our zone press got broke down, let's get matched up right now.
Mm-hmm. The other part of a game like that too is getting the chance to reward maybe some players that don't get the playing time that they normally do. And I know you were able to do that against TJ the first go around. You got everybody off your bench. Was that another kind of thing you were able to do last night? Were you able to get a lot of practice players the time on the varsity floor?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't get to talk about our JV team enough. JV got a big win last night, and then they were all able to get in the game. And not only get in the game, but score too. Kaylee got a last-second layup kind of at the horn, and that's awesome to see. That's kind of a special thing for a coach when you have girls that show up to practice and give our varsity girls looks all the time, get rewarded in a varsity game. And, like we've talked about before, someday their numbers are going to get called too, so any experience that they can get is great for them.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people could just, look at the box score and say, well, they only play two or three games, they must be terrible. But obviously you as a coach and most people around the game of basketball understand the work that they put in, practice, JV, yeah, Everything like that, is just as valuable at many times as the work that your top varsity player puts in, because they make them better on the practice court.
Absolutely. A lot of times your team's only going to be as good as kind of the looks that you're getting in practice. And I'm thankful that we get some good looks from our JV players in practice. And then we knew at about the 4 or 5 minute mark last night that we were going to start subbing a lot of those girls in. And the message was, you know, these aren't just 4 or 5 minutes of you guys doing whatever you want and messing around. We're going to try to play our basketball, and you guys are going to try to do the same thing that the girls that were in before you are going to do too. And, you know, like you said, work on our stuff and just continue to get better.
Absolutely.
They did a good job with it.
They did a very good job with it, finishing off the win and, you know, finishing off a nice week for you guys. So now 10-7 heading into the final four games of the regular season. A couple of big games in there, Coach, with the East and with West has been pretty good. And you never know what Storm Lake's going to bring you to finish off the regular season. Coach, with the four games left and regionals just around the corner, tell me what's got to be done here the next few games to improve your standing as much as possible. See if you can maybe get a home playoff game and keep the train going into the postseason.
These next two games versus North and West are huge for us. You know, some people might look at the score from earlier this season versus Sioux City North and think that we're just going to go there and win by 30, but their girls play really, really hard. And it's at their place. So that's one that we can't overlook. We have to be really focused for that game. And Friday we go up to West, and that's a tough place to play. We had to get one in overtime there last year. So this week we have to have a lot of focus and make sure that we know the value of these two games. They're huge for us for when it comes to seeding. And then obviously East on Tuesday is one that we would like to get as well. When they come to our place, we feel like we played three really good quarters of basketball. Offensively, we just need to tighten up our defense a little bit, and hopefully we can do that next Tuesday. And Storm Lake has a good team too. We have a tough four games here to finish out our season, but I think our girls are excited for the postseason, so we want to kind of gain momentum, you know, going into that.
I think so too. I think it should be a fun finish to the season, hopefully for a good postseason as well. Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and best of luck to you in the coming week.
Hey, thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely. It's Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. We'll take a break, come back. Galen Catholic Girls coach Brandon Schecker will join us talking about his week and his team's week. Back after this here on KLEM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back on the Coach's Corner, brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you. Galen Catholic girls basketball coach Brandon Schecker joins us next. The Jays 7-11 after 2-1 performance this week. And they're sitting 3-5 in the War Eagle Conference with a victory last night over South O'Brien. But first of all, Coach, two games to start off your week. Both go to overtime. Do you guys, want to have 36-minute games now in the future, or what's the deal?
We're all about playing time, Daniel. It's just all about playing time. So, no, those are some good quality teams, and just, you know, wasn't able to do it in the first
first four quarters Monday night or Tuesday night, so we had to go into a little bit of overtime against West Sioux, but a good hard-fought battle, and you know, I'm glad the girls came out on top. And Thursday night against Trinity, unfortunately, you know, we had a couple options, a couple opportunities to put that game away, and we just weren't able to. And unfortunately, that went to overtime, and we didn't have a very good showing in overtime that night. So 1-1 on overtime games this week. I guess it could be worse. So the girls are playing well, and they worked hard, and that's what counts.
Yeah, and you want to be playing your best basketball at this point in the season, and you picked up, you know, like you said, you pick up a good win on Tuesday with a solid performance to finish the game in overtime. And I believe you guys were down there at the end of regulation too, and you were able to storm a little bit of a comeback to get the game into overtime as well. Just you know, the ability to keep fighting even when the game is kind of, you know, looking like it could turn out bad. Talk about what it took to get you guys into overtime and then ultimately, you know, come all the way back to win it.
Yeah, actually, if I remember correctly, we were down, boy, I want to say 7 points at the end of the third, and I think right before that it might have been almost 9 points. We were struggling a little bit, and the girls just kept battling. And that's the nice thing to see in games like that is to be able to battle and then to be able to grind it out and win it in the end. You know, we weren't able to do that on Thursday night against Trinity, but, you know, being able to have that experience going into postseason here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, is invaluable. It's great to have that experience, to know that in tough situations, know that you're down by, you know, 7-9 points going into the final quarter, and you know that you have that ability. You've done it before already in the season, and not only in the season, but towards the end of the season where it seems to resonate a little bit more. You don't have to look back a couple months when it happened. It just happened, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that we were able to battle back and fight through a fourth quarter down that much and to be able to pull out a victory. So those experiences, those moments are great, especially here at the end of the season. Obviously, you want to win them outright and just take care of business. But, you know, sometimes that's just not what our way of playing this year. Our way of playing is to battle and grind things out, and the girls have been doing that.
Yeah, and those extra 4 minutes probably don't help things with, you know, the stress levels and the gray hair forming, right?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. It's not all that gray when you're losing it.
Point taken. Brandon Schecker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, with us. You know, I'm just looking at the box score from Tuesday night, and the rebounding numbers jump out to me. And you had two players pick up over 10 rebounds in the contest. I also love the fact that you ended up with 22 offensive rebounds. Now, of course, you know, coaches do say, well, to have a rebound, you have to have a missed shot. But the fact that you guys are under the basket, you're there to clean up the mess, and you get second chance opportunities. That's pretty important to being successful in a game.
And actually, you know, a couple points about that is, you know, I don't know that West Sioux gets out rebounded. West Sioux does a very good job of rebounding, and that was one of the main emphasis points going into Tuesday night's game, is we got to control the boards. You know, they do such a good job. They have, you know, three girls down low that really control their rebounding. And for us to be able to come in, and we haven't been rebounding, I can't say that we're a great rebounding team this year. That's been down a little bit from past seasons. But that was a main emphasis going into that night. And for us to come out, and I think we actually out-rebounded them by a couple rebounds overall, is huge. And that was probably the kicker in the game, was to be able to out-rebound a team like that. You know, to your second point, it doesn't seem like we've ever been a great shooting ball club. And again, this year we're struggling on the offensive end. Now, I think a lot of that is turnovers, like we've talked about previously. But to be able to, you know, get down low, be able to get those rebounds, and those are putbacks that we need. And Tuesday night against West Sioux, we actually rebounded on the offensive end really, really well. And was able to get those buckets. Those putbacks are so huge.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's what really hurt us on Thursday night against Trinity, is Trinity, we did not rebound very well, which is surprisingly because they're not a great rebounding team either. But we didn't rebound well on Thursday night. And then we didn't have good putbacks on Thursday night. So you can see the difference between the two outcomes. One, we rebounded well and got the easy putbacks. One, we didn't and ended up losing the game. And so, yeah, huge opportunity on Tuesday night to out-rebound a good rebounding team. We just got to have that mentality coming in and night out, because we know that we're not shooting the ball all that well. We need to be able to get those second and third chances.
And while we're on the topic of rebounding, you know, of course, this is a player we've talked about as being, you know, a solid rebounder, a really good rebounder, and you know, one who you talk about is when she's confident and when she believes it, she can be the best player on the floor, and that's Maya Whitehead. Over 500 career rebounds now for the senior there for you, and just a milestone that's pretty impressive. I mean, 500 rebounds is something that. And doesn't always happen at the high school level. How impressive is that milestone for you as a coach, and just kind of, you know, highlighting what she's been able to do for you the last 4 years?
Those are things that we want to highlight and let people know, because they are a great milestone. And I don't know that we've done a great job of doing that in the past, so we really want to start bringing light to those milestones. And you know, to tell you how often it does not happen is Maya's only one of seven now in the history of Galen girls basketball to reach 500 or more rebounds. And I think the impressive thing about what Maya achieved is she didn't play a lot her freshman year. So I looked back and I think she had like 13 or 14 rebounds her freshman year. So she's really done the 500 plus rebounds. You know, and she's working her way up the ladder in our record book. She's probably now sitting fifth or sixth with the last couple games, because I think she's gotten some double-doubles again the last couple games. You know, it's very impressive to be able to do that in three seasons and continuing to work up that level. So she is. When she's ready to battle, and I think you saw that Tuesday night, she was ready to battle. She got a lot of those points from some putbacks, from great offensive rebounding. She was a great defensive rebounding on Tuesday night. You also saw it maybe back off just a little bit on Thursday night. She struggled a little bit down low. And again, our team kind of ebbs and flows with what Maya and Rizea do from the offensive standpoint and especially from their rebounding. And then they brought it again last night, which was really good. So, you know, we're going to have some highs and lows, but as long as, you know, Maya and Rizea can continue to push us forward, I think everybody kind of comes along and really gives forth that effort. So, but yeah, it's a great accomplishment for Maya, and we're super proud of her and happy she's, you know, on our side.
Absolutely. Going up against that physical presence for rebounding would be challenging on the other side, and obviously why she's been able to pull down 500 in her career now. Brandon Schecker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. The next contest Thursday, we've talked about it a little bit already, Trinity Christian, the overtime loss by 5 points. Second time game with Trinity's gone to overtime for you guys this year. And you know, I think I'd seen on your social media page that just wasn't your night shooting the basketball, and the numbers kind of backed that up. Was it just kind of truly not your night, like you were getting good looks and they weren't falling, or was there something else underlying that kind of you know, made it so that the looks wouldn't fall schematically or how you guys were executing things?
You actually just said the word. It was execution. Tuesday night we had a game plan, and the girls for the most part really dug deep and followed that game plan. Thursday night against Trinity, we really didn't. We kind of just played our own basketball. A lot of dribbling, not a lot of good passing, which, again, funny, because Wednesday night in practice, we really worked on passing the ball on offense. And, again, we struggled on the press break. You know, it seemed like as soon as we got the ball in, we were comfortable with it and decided to skip the rest of the press break and not run it through. And I think we missed out on a lot of easy opportunities on the offensive end by skipping out on not just being disciplined enough to follow through with the game plan. So from an offense, I mean, from a defensive standpoint, I'm super happy. Mm-hmm. You go into overtime and you hold a team under 40 points, you should be able to win a game like that.
Right.
But from an offensive standpoint, you know, we talked about that a little bit after the game on Thursday night, but we also really talked about it last night as well at halftime, is we have to be disciplined in our press break. We have to be disciplined in the offense to run the plays the way they're meant to be run. And you really saw the benefits of that in the second half last night's game, where we didn't accomplish that Thursday night. And that ultimately was what got us. So it necessarily wasn't it was the looks. We were taking shots that weren't the best shots, and it's because we weren't disciplined in our offensive sets.
And, the things you talk about with ball movement and the press break and that all kind of coincides with the assist to turnover ratio, and that's kind of one of those other nerdy numbers that you can look at and generate the success of a team with. And 3 assists to 21 turnovers. I don't need to be a whole lot of a math whiz to suggest that that was also kind of cause for concern for you on Thursday night.
Absolutely, and when we're dribbling the ball through the press break and we're dribbling the ball through the offense instead of making the passes or running the few set plays that we do run on occasion, you know, if we're not passing the ball, we're not running those, we're going to have a hard time getting the assists that we need. And then you're forcing up shots, which means our rebounders aren't in the right positions, which means you're not getting the putbacks that you normally would get and stuff along that line. So it's just kind of a domino effect. And that's what we got into Thursday night against Trinity. And unfortunately, we weren't able to grind one out.
But thankfully, there's another game, another day. You got a 59-39 victory over South O'Brien last night on senior night. Of course, we'll talk about the seniors in a bit. But, Coach, you mentioned this in the post game to me last night. And it was a really impressive middle portion of the contest where you outscored them 25-1 throughout the 6-7-8 minutes that kind of surround the halftime intermission there. What had to change from maybe the surrounding minutes to improve yourself on both ends of the basketball so you could go on that run and ultimately get yourself up by enough to not have to worry about it?
It was both sides of the basketball. It was, we continue to talk from a defensive standpoint when we're playing aggressive, the girls don't foul. It's an odd mindset for people to grasp sometimes, that the more aggressive you are, the less likely you're going to foul. Well, you kind of set the precedence on defense then. And last night, we didn't set the precedence on defense. We were very a little sluggish. We were very hands-off to start the game, very slow to start the game on defense. And because of that, we fouled. We allowed them to get position on rebounds. We allowed them to get to the hoop. And then the mindset finally changed on, ladies, we just got to get fundamentally sound on defense. We got to be faster. We got to be more aggressive. And for us, when we are faster and aggressive, we ultimately move our feet so much better and less hand movement. We're racing to the ball. We're getting to the ball instead of getting to the player. It's that mentality, and then we don't foul. We're always in position. And it's amazing what our defense can do when the girls – pick up that aggressiveness and speed a little bit on the defensive end. And that switch happened, partway through the second quarter. Same thing with offense. We started to settle down. It was almost like we took Thursday night and just continued to play that way going into Friday night. We weren't setting up an offense. It was just taking that first initial shot that we wanted to shoot up instead. Whether it was really open or not, we kind of were forcing things, which means we didn't have rebounders in position again. We weren't getting the rebounds or putbacks. So in the second quarter there, we calmed down a little bit, had a nice run. Still, I don't think we were disciplined enough on our press break and offensive set, but our defense was really picking it up. And you saw the defense then turn into offensive fast break opportunities, transition opportunities, which got us going towards that second quarter. Or through the second quarter. Mm-hmm. I think the big thing was, is at halftime, we just really sat down and had a conversation about we can't go into postseason. We can't finish off the season not being disciplined from a press break and offensive standpoint. We have got to find a way to really just dig deep and make sure that we're running the plays the way they need to. The girls totally bought in. It was fun for, and I could see the excitement on the court, but the excitement on the bench, you know, every time we ran an offensive set, and I think there were, you know, the first two plays that we ran were the exact same plays, the exact same side, screen and rolls, and both of them went for wide open layups because we were disciplined and executed the play the way we were supposed to. And you could just see the girls like, man, this does work. That was easy. You know, it's, I keep trying to tell them right now we're working so hard from a press break and an offensive standpoint that it's actually hurting us. And if we can just be disciplined with running the plays and running the offense and running the press break the way we need to, boy, it just makes things a lot easier. We get the open shots. We get the open layups. You saw a lot of opportunities. We didn't even need that many putbacks in the third quarter because we were knocking down the first shot because it was such an easier shot that we were getting that the girls were able to knock them down. And then they continue with the strong defense as well. And when you got that combination, man, we looked really good there for a while. It's just that mentality that we need to continue to have moving forward.
Right, yeah. If you can stretch that out for the next 32 minutes, and the next 32 minutes, you'll be solid here the rest of the way. And
36, you know, whatever we want to do.
36, 40, however many overtimes you guys want to play in a game. You guys are just gym rats. You want to spend more time in the court, right?
Whatever we can, you know, get out. Yep.
Exactly. You know, and last night was, like you said, so much fun. I mean, watching the, you know, once you guys got the offense rolling and things like that in the third quarter and the way you wanted it to run, it was fun to watch. And, of course, fun as well getting to honor, you know, some seniors, three seniors for you that have done a lot for the program. We've obviously talked about Maya already, but, you know, Jaden Barthel and Sophie Rudin for you. Just three seniors who have spent a lot of time on the floor and seniors who – you know, have been very valuable to your program. They're a fun group, you said, and they've definitely done a lot in their time at Galen.
They are. They're a fun group, and that's what we're going to miss about them the most is they bring a lot of excitement, just fun. I don't know how else to put it. Mm-hmm. They just bring a lot of fun to our team, a lot of fun to the coaching. You know, I also tell them they bring a lot of gray hairs or – no hairs, depending on how you want to look at it. You know, I had that talk with him last night. I go, Jaden, I'm not worried about you. You're good. And I looked at the other two and I said, I want to pull you two out and give you guys the opportunity to get a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. Don't let the refs haul you out. Yeah. Maya and Sophie both were sitting with four fouls, you know, halfway through. Actually, Sophie was earlier, and Maya got her fourth foul, you know, in that fourth quarter, probably a couple minutes in. And, you know, the main thing I wanted those three to do was just be able to enjoy the moment. They had a nice win. I wanted to run them just a little bit more. And then at the moment, the right moment, again, crossing my fingers and maybe saying a little prayer that they wouldn't foul out. And both Sophie and Maya both had very questionable moments where they almost got the fifth foul. And that might have, you know, pushed my buttons a little bit to get them out to get that, you know, ovation that they definitely deserve. They put a lot of hard work, sweat, and equity into our program, and a great group of the three young ladies that I think will ultimately do great things with their lives. And we're definitely going to miss them. We won't miss them yet. We have a lot of work for them yet to do. But when the season's all said and done, we'll definitely tip our hats to those three and what they've accomplished here at Galen.
And yeah, like I was talking with Mike Langle afterwards, hopefully we can miss them in late February and early March. That'd be a nice thing for you guys. And you guys get to finish with three games here in the regular season. Tough one with Hinton on Tuesday, and tough one. Shoot, all of them are tough. I mean, all three of these contests have you featured strong teams that are competitive. The you know, season winding down. You know, every game is precious here at the end of the way. What's the mindset going into these three games so you can be playing hopefully your best basketball come the opening round of regionals?
You know, the mindset right now is just some consistency. I'm not even worried about wins and losses. Obviously, wins would be good. It's good for the confidence a little bit. But right now, it's just consistency. And, you know, Daniel, if we can continue, we've dropped our turnovers the last few games. We've picked up our rebounding a little bit overall. Now, if we can just keep that mindset of being disciplined on press break and the offensive standpoint, I think it matches really well with our defense right now. So, again, it's about consistency. And if we can just build consistency over the next three games, it sets us up very well for, you know, the playoffs moving forward after that. So that's really the focus that's going to be in practice and in these three games. I'm not looking at scoreboard. I'm looking at consistency. And if we can continue to build that consistency, the scoreboard should take care of itself.
Absolutely. It does, and it should. And we hope you can find the consistency, whether it is for 32, 36 minutes, or however many minutes you guys decide to play in a game. Coach, we always appreciate your time. Best of luck this week, and we'll be chatting soon.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it, as always.
Absolutely. That's my pleasure. It's Brandon Schenker, head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. Take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the hour after this here on KLEM Radio.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamars. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamars, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamars and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back one final time here on the Coach's Corner this morning. The Coach's Corner brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks, as always, to Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, and Brandon Schenker, the head coach of the Galen Catholic Jays. In girls basketball as well, for joining us in the Coach's Corner this week. Always a great time to chat with them, and good to get their insights on their teams. So it's going to be another fun week of sports around Plymouth County. Of course, we've got a couple of basketball games on tap for you. The Hinton Blackhawks will take on the Galen Catholic Jays on Tuesday right here on KLEM Radio and on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. And coming up on Friday, we'll have Lamar's Community Basketball on that MRAC doubleheader with Sioux City West. And that will also plan to be on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel, unless you hear otherwise, coming up in the next few days. Looking ahead to next week, I did want to put a little plug in for this. We'll, of course, have Dave Irwin, Mike Langle, both boys basketball coaches here in the area on KLEM. But I believe we're also going to have Lamar's Community Boys wrestling coach, Shane Hesenius. We'll get him on, and I know we've a lot of wrestling fans and parents have been waiting to get him on the Coach's Corner again. Rest your case. We'll have him on coming up next week. We'll recap regional duels from Tuesday, however the Bulldogs do against Johnston in Johnston, and see if we'll have some good news to talk about with that. And then we'll also preview the district tournament, which will be a week from this coming Saturday. So we'll look forward to having Coach Hesenius on. It just hasn't kind of worked right to be able to get him on in weeks past, but we're glad to have him on this time. Of course, the MRAC tournament was Thursday, and regional duels again coming up on Tuesday. So lots to chat with Coach Asinius when he'll join us coming up next week. But unfortunately, I'm taking the overtime page out of the Galen Catholic girls playbook. So we'll say goodbye for now. Make sure we scoop everybody out and see if we can get this snow blown away here at some point in the near future. That is going to do it here for the Coach's Corner. Again, Tuesday, Hinton and Galen Catholic basketball on our airwaves. Friday, Sioux City West and Lamar's Community Basketball will then take the floor. For all of us at KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports, Daniel Versteg, thanks for tuning in to another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.